Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy always brighten your day. Just like the half price savings on big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Great savings every day. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. How are we? How are we going?
Yeah. when have the wheels fallen off that quick? Tuesday, or more like booze day, as Bickmore calls it. Have you already got stuck into the shandies?
I'm not the one that couldn't speak.
What are you hitting over there, bro?
Goon bag.
Yeah.
Tuesdays.
Have we talked about this? Did you ever play Goon of Fortune?
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. I don't think I've drunk from a goon bag.
What do you mean?
Even when I was a kid, I didn't.
Didn't you at that Mardi Gras
party?
Even when I was a kid. That
was a goon bag. I was a little kid.
You know, when I was 7.
You've never drunk from a goon bag and then used it as a pillow and fell asleep on the beach?
No.
Neither.
Pretty Lexia, maybe.
That's smart, though. I might. Yeah. Full of bright ideas.
Now.
Carrie Bickmore found asleep on the beach.
It really hoes into some $2 chuck.
Hey, so much is happening on the show. Yep. If you use your parents to babysit occasionally your kids, I have a story coming up that I think is going to rile you up. You're going to be on either side. I was going to say you're going to be on two sides of the fence. You'll be on one side. Someone else listening might be on the other
side. You can be on two sides of the fence, but it'll be painful. Yes.
Yeah.
You've got to
and boring. Pick,
it right
pick a side.
Up. Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But up next, I am so disgusted.
Are we going to mention the big one? We're giving someone a chance to join us in Paris to see the biggest artist in the world.
Yes, we are doing that.
But back to the two sides of the fence stuff.
No, up next, though. I'm disgusted at myself.
Yes.
It's a new low. I'm ashamed. But I don't think I'm going to stop doing it.
You've taken all the Paris trips for yourself, haven't you?
We're going to discuss what I'm ashamed about next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
So we've discussed this on the show before, but I was very late to discover...
puberty.
Big Mac.
Oh, sorry.
I went through puberty really late.
Did you?
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah.
I was 22.
What? Speak, Sonda.
No.
Oh.
I just have an idea of where the phones could go for this. I'll tell you later.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
That's the captain of the ship. Like, she's meant to be guiding us.
I thought you were going to offer something to the conversation about puberty. You were touching your ovaries.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was on his boobs.
Down there.
That's what happens to women in their
50s. I did go through puberty very young, and I'm not in my 50s.
Aren't you?
Thank you.
You can have your boobs down by your waist before 50.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well, try hard enough and you can succeed.
Just have a few kids and you'll roll them up. Anyway.
Like a roll-up.
Our team's contributing to the show today.
Anybody realizes we're on air.
So, I was very late in life to discover Big Mac sauce.
What do you mean?
So you know the sauce?
Of course I do on Big Macs.
Then why did you ask me what?
But I mean, did you never have Macca's when you were a kid?
I've forgotten how to have conversations.
But did you never have Macca's as a kid? Like,
no,
it was one of the
first things
I discovered.
Sorry.
I grew up in a house that didn't have condiments, and I knew about Big Mac sauce.
I was late in life to discover you could buy the Big Mac sauce, hamburger sauce,
because
from the supermarket.
But to be fair, that's a relatively new thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's why I guess
I was confused.
Oh, my
God, am I on board to a new thing? Because I'm never on board first. I'm never an early adopter. Am I early adopter to hamburger sauce?
No, but what I mean is it wasn't around. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I like hamburger sauce, guys. That's
good.
What's happening
here.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Yeah. So I bought some and I had it in the fridge, but I obviously don't have hamburgers enough that it was getting used. And I was cleaning out the fridge the other day and I thought, why am I limiting myself to only having the hamburger sauce on hamburgers?
Yeah.
So I had tacos and I thought, I'm going to put a little hamburger sauce on.
Ooh, that's
good. Oh, my God.
Texas. Right?
Yeah.
So I did
Mexos.
That.
Mexos.
What?
All right. I was trying to do that. Doesn't matter. You go.
Then I, the next day, had a toasted ham and cheese sandwich.
Yeah, now
and
we're
I was
talking.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I reckon I could put a bit of the sauce on there.
Yeah.
But then what was happening was I was working out that I still wanted more sauce. So I would almost be finishing the meal and I'd start dipping it in the sauce, like, rather than opening it and putting it in. And then my brain just went, ding, little light bulb moment. Doesn't happen often, but when it happens, I listen to it and it went ding. And I was like, I don't need food to have the sauce.
Oh, no.
So I got out a big spoon and I just squirted it onto the spoon and I
why
sucked it out of the spoon. But
because why when you're at such a low in your life
but,
are you using a spoon?
Yeah, well,
just squirt it into your
mouth. This is what happened because then I realised I had to wash the spoon.
Yeah.
Let me get my story out. I'll
you
get
didn't.
To the punchline without you needing to.
Well, but just when
me.
You're putting in false information like you needed to clean the spoon. What are you talking
I
about?
I do
mate?
Put the dishwasher on.
On what?
What do you mean? I turn it on and Ollie empties it.
Yeah,
it's a routine
do.
We have.
What does that even mean?
Hey, she's
dishwasher.
So hot that even appliances yeah. are into it.
Oh, hey, dishwasher. How about don't make this one a quick rinse?
Steam cycle.
Do you want my idea right? for phones yet?
Sometimes I get it on deep clean. Yeah.
I think you're a Fat Cuts Anonymous.
Yeah, so I've just started squirting it into my mouth
okay.
is what you spoiled my story by telling everybody.
It
but
took
yes.
a while to get there because you were new to discover something that's just out.
But Sonda, that's a great idea. I was initially ashamed and disgusted. The more I've thought about it, I think I'm quite proud.
Are you?
Yes, because I've worked out an easy snack. I feel so amazing afterwards. No dishes and off you go.
Would you like the music?
I would love the music.
I'd love the music too.
Has it been a while? It's not in the system.
Oh, here we go.
Would yeah. you mind just standing up?
I just
up
have already told you it all.
Just so oh the cores
again.
Understand how to do it.
Okay. So I always get this wrong.
Yeah. yeah.
Would you just mind starting by stating your name and what you've been eating?
My name's Carrie. It's my first time to the group. And
oh, it's not.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Who hosts this thing?
Help
don't
her. She's
me.
Squirting
don't
sauce
ask
in her mouth.
Me
she's at
to
rock
do
bottom.
It. I will not come again if I'm shamed.
Oh.
I
said the dishwasher.
I have started squirting burger sauce directly into my mouth.
And how often are you doing this?
Is this a safe, truthful space?
Of course.
Last week, I think I did it maybe 3 or 4 times.
You sicko.
Anyway, that's how it works. 13, 10, 60, Fat Guts Anonymous. What are you tucking into? Fatty's gallus.
Carrie and Tommy.
At some point this afternoon, we're going to give someone a shot at coming to see Pink live in Paris with us. But you have to be listening to win.
Très excitement.
What do you think they would squirt straight into their mouth over there?
Ooh.
Garlic from snails.
Oh,
yes.
Escargot.
Escargot. Mm. Because at the moment, I'm squirting burger sauce straight into my mouth. Mm. I've bypassed the spoon. I've bypassed the burger.
But this is
and
a safe
is
space.
It's so
because...
delicious. We were talking off air about things you eat off a spoon, and I often eat Nutella off a spoon. Feels like they go together. But it does feel like burger sauce, like any kind of sauce without any other thing surrounding it, is a lot.
Well, I feel like it's the same as Nutella. If you took away the spoon and just buried your face into the jar,
oh my God.
That's what you're doing with the burger
so
sauce.
So delicious.
Mm.
Yeah.
But we're celebrating it. We're not shaming you, not condemning you.
No, I feel good about it now that I've confessed my sins because we are doing Fat Guts Anonymous. Hayley.
No.
Oh.
Every time.
Yeah. Cool. Caller number one, if you'd like to start by stating your name, and we have no idea what that could be, and just telling us what you are eating, please.
Well, my name is Hayley, and I like to cut open the ice magic bottle and eat it after it is seemingly finished. It's not.
No,
there's more.
It's not.
Oh. So you're doing like kind of what people do with toothpaste, but with ice magic.
Well, I've never done it with toothpaste. That's gross. But ice magic.
Hayley, you've just given me an idea because obviously the burger sauce is going to get low at some point. And I just need to slice it open and then there's more to recover.
Yep, and if you do it at the halfway point, it's enough to get your big finger.
Ooh.
Like you don't even need a spoon and you can just do each half and you get everything. It's amazing. And then the little sucker thing that comes out of, that it squirts out of, then you can just suck that into your mouth too. It's heaven. I'm not kidding. Try it.
And Hayley, again, this is a safe space, so thank you for sharing. But we do need to know just some quantities. How many bottles of ice magic are you going through, let's say, a year?
Oh, God. Well, At least one a week. So 52. And 52.
And have you ever tried it on ice cream?
I haven't on ice cream. I squirted on ice cream. That lasts about three goes. But then at the end, you think it's over. But most people throw it in the bin.
Yeah.
But you don't. You just cut it in half and you've got so much magic in there.
They do a white chocolate ice magic.
I think so. Choc mint, choc honeycomb. They've got the lot.
Yeah.
And Hayley, with the ice cream, when that gets low in the tub, what do?
Well, then you just eat the ice magic.
Yeah, I'm an
idiot.
But
you can just squirt it into your mouth. But you've got to shake it first because otherwise the oily bit might get bigger on the top.
We've said squirt a lot, haven't we?
So much.
Hayley, thank you. Thank you.
Do you want to have another go, Carrie?
To Joe? Oh, no.
call her.
Do you think this is on purpose, too? It's actually not.
call her number two. Would you like to start by surprising us?
Why don't we write there, caller one, caller two, because
we've done the segment so many times.
I know, but you know I'm hopeless. Right now, all I'm thinking about is burger sauce. I'm not thinking about...
The burger sauce has gone to your brain.
It has.
Caller number two, would you like to start by surprising us with your name and perhaps what you've been eating?
I like to finger my peanut butter.
Hang on.
Straight to the chase.
You meant to say your name, even though we already know it.
No.
No.
Oh, it's anonymous.
No,
it's not. Joe. I saw your name on there.
Thanks, Carrie.
Oh, everyone's name's getting thrown around.
If it's not peanut butter, it's got to be Nutella.
Yeah.
And is it?
Yeah. And I've actually just done it. You just reminded me I had some in my lunchbox. So.
And
do you like it crunchy or smooth?
Mm. Oh, no, it's going to be smoothie.
I like the nuts. Yep.
Do you?
No. And with the Nutella, like if I'm desperate and I have to share it, I have to get a spoon to put it on my strawberries for my dessert.
Ooh. Hey, here's...
Can't you just dip the strawberry straight in? Do away with the spoon, Joe. Like I've done away with the spoon for my burger sauce. Straight in the mouth.
But Nutella's pretty thick. Like your strawberries get stuck.
Sorry, caller number two. Just one second. Carrie, do you think, you know how there's smooth and crunchy peanut butter?
Yeah.
Do you think you could make a crunchy Nutella, like a Ferrero Rocher?
Oh, my God, that's a great idea.
Genius.
Genius.
Caller number two, my anonymous friend. Do you think that's a good idea?
Definitely.
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely. And wouldn't it be great if they had Toblerone Nutella?
Oh my God.
Toblerone. Yeah.
Oh, not the Rhone.
Yeah. Not everyone needs an answer.
Carrie and Tommy.
I don't know why.
Lizzo and a bit of Carrie Bickmore. That is To Be Loved for your Tuesday afternoon. And guys,
is that pretty in tune?
Yeah, that was bang on,
felt
I reckon.
That's pretty good.
If you're hard of hearing. Yep.
It is mayhem at Chemist Warehouse at the moment, guys. With half price off all big brand vitamins and cosmetics, T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Might need to go stock up on some cosmetics because obviously when she asks me to perform, when she comes out in the middle of the year, I'm going to want to look my best. I'll get a bit of Maybelline, bit of Sally Hansen, tan myself up, and I'll be ready to go.
Do you know what I've been focusing on the moment?
What?
Blush.
Oh, have you?
I've started wearing a bit of rouge. That's what I've been wearing. Yeah.
Jinx, do you go for more the apricot colours or like the bronzies, the pinks?
I go a purple.
Oh, I don't know if that's really an option.
Is it not? No. I am colourblind.
Yeah, I reckon you're thinking more the pinks.
Am I?
Yeah. Anyway, Revlon has you covered for all those colours.
This is a lot of time for you to tell me I look good, but didn't seem to take it. Nope, still no.
Just trying to get the client credit in there.
Hey, Bickers, up next, I met someone from overseas, and you know when people come to Australia and they often have an insane idea of what is going to happen? Like there's going to be people riding kangaroos down streets.
Snakes,
like
reptiles, you're going to get killed. Yep. Yeah.
This person had an insane idea of what they thought was going to happen, and it happened.
Oh.
That's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Oh, and just before that, you heard Lizzo, To Be Loved, with the backing vocals of one C. Bickmore.
Run away, and I don't know why. I don't know why.
It's the heaps at the end that I love the most.
Honestly, don't you sound like that.
Hang on. Can we listen again to see if you do?
You know how people get auto-tuned? Run away, and I don't know why.
Okay, let's see if you sound like it.
I don't know why. I feel like you've done me a disservice there. I feel like you've untuned me.
Well, we have our audio producer who, of course, works out of a cave. Yeah. Jez, did you provide any kind of enhancements or downgrade into that audio? Or is that as is?
That was as is, but I can do an auto-tune version in a few seconds.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Actually, that's awesome. That'd be great. I want to hear what I sound like good.
Bickers.
Yes.
I met a woman from Japan on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. She works as a fixer in Japan.
What's that mean?
So every country has them. It's for, hey?
Fixes things.
Fixes right? things. No, it doesn't. Well, it does fix things, but they work in TV and movies. So when there's an international movie that's, say, being made, if The Rock is going over to Hong Kong to make a movie, they have local people on the ground who have local knowledge who know.
Can scope out locations and people to.
Yeah, and even the great places to go get food. They have all contacts to skip lines and stuff. They're your local fixer. So very interesting person, right?
I feel like everybody needs a local fixer in their life.
Yes, except if you live in the place, that should be you.
Of course. So, I mean, when you travel.
Yes. Fixer would be great.
Yes.
And she had, I thought, the most insane idea what would happen when she came to Australia. Because she was only coming out here for a few days and she said all she wanted to do was go to Byron Bay and meet Chris Hemsworth. And I thought, ha, you idiot.
I feel like that would be quite a common thing, don't you think?
You idiot, is what I thought.
I remember meeting someone that used to just, I mean, that's more of a stalker. Just go, sorry, hang around his kid's school after school hoping to see
that's
him.
That's way more specific.
Yeah, that's
this is a person from overseas who thought they could just tour into Byron Bay and just meet Chris Hemsworth, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Part of the thing she wanted to do when she was here was she heard that there was macadamia nuts that you could get in Byron Bay and you could crack them open with a hammer.
Oh, of course.
And so she went to the store, just like a convenience store, and grabbed a hammer. And she walked out the front and Thor was standing there.
Oh, my
God.
No
way.
Yes. And she goes, oh, my gosh, Thor. And by this stage, she also doesn't think it's that weird. Because she thinks this is what you do when you go to Australia. And she goes, Thor. And he goes, yes. And she looks down at her hand and holds out
weird.
Her hammer. And she goes, I've got a hammer. Yes. And he goes, yes, you do. Would you like a photo?
That's insane.
And she goes, yes, please. And then has a photo with him. And so as she's telling this story, my chin hits the floor. And she goes, do you want me to show you the photo? And I said, yep. And she turned the phone to me. And sure enough, there's her holding a hammer. She's in, because she was going to this fancy event, she's in like a traditional Japanese, I'm going to get the word wrong, but it looked like a kimono thing to me, standing there
with a hammer.
With Thor, and she's 4 foot nothing, and she's got a huge Chris Hemsworth arm around her, and they're both smiling, and she's like, yeah.
Did he hold the hammer or her?
No, she held the hammer. It's not good enough for Carrie.
No.
God, it's a pretty impressive story.
It's a fantastic story.
Isn't it?
So now she's going to go back and tell her friend and everyone's going to think they come to, Byron and see Thor and his hammer.
Yes.
Or her hammer.
She wasn't hammer height too. Hey, I'm going to open it up to phones, but before we do, could we have a listen to that Carrie in auto-tune?
Run away and I don't know why. I don't know why.
I think I sounded better before.
No,
before.
You didn't. Before. Hey, here's what I want to know. On 131060, did you ever go to a country just with an insane idea of what happened there, such as, well, I'm just going to go to Australia and I'll just meet Thor. And then, lo and behold, the exact thing that you thought was going to happen happened. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon. And guys, can we do it now?
Not just yet.
Soon. Some point during today's show, someone will get one step closer to joining us to see Pink live in Paris.
So here's a question, because you're asking, what did you go to a country, assuming you're going to see and you saw it?
Yes.
Because a friend of yours that you met on the weekend thought she was going to see Chris Hemsworth in Byron Bay when she came to Australia.
Came all the way from Japan.
And what do you know? She came to Byron Bay and saw Chris Hemsworth as she was buying a hammer.
One of the first things that happened.
What would happen in Paris? What are you doing when you get to Paris?
I would see Gerard Depardieu.
At the Eiffel Tower.
Although I didn't put that bit in. Although
holding a baguette.
I believe he's fled the country to find a tax haven.
Has he?
Isn't he now a resident of somewhere else?
Absolutely. Is he the guy in Ratatouille? No, what's the Gerard Depardieu?
When you just say his name, it's hard to picture anything. I also haven't seen Ratatouille.
Who's the old guy?
I don't know. No. I thought that was a cartoon.
Is Gerard Depardieu young or old?
No, he's old. old.
Mm. Who's the young?
He's got a big old bum nose.
Yeah.
Has he?
But I think he's left the country.
Okay.
Can we find that out?
Anyway, so what have you asked for? What's the one thing you wanted to happen when you came to a country and you saw it? Fiona.
Well, hang on. I'll try. G'day, Fiona.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. What country did you go to first?
I went to New Zealand.
Oh, okay. And so what was the thing that people would have said it's crazy, but you thought the one thing was going to happen when you went to New Zealand?
I mean, I thought I was going to see a kiwi, like an actual live one, not the person.
Yes, like a little bird, a flightless bird. And
yeah, so I went to like one of those like actual parks where they have them.
Like a zoo?
Yeah, like a zoo.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't realise they were nocturnal animals.
Yeah.
So I went into like the bit where it's really dark and where they stay.
Yeah.
And I accidentally had my phone on flash.
Yes.
When I went to take a picture.
Yeah.
And so I took the picture, it flashed, and the kiwis kind of went insane.
Fiona, I just want to confirm this story. So you thought you were going to go and see a kiwi, and then just by chance, you happened to see one at the zoo.
Yeah, because my mum didn't tell us we were going.
Mm.
That's not a good story.
To be fair, she's coming off, I saw Chris Hemsworth in Byron Bay while I was holding a hammer. Like anything is going to be,
I know, but
feel underwhelming.
But like if you came to Australia wanting to see a koala
and then you went to the zoo. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she didn't know her parents were taking her there, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. We're being told by the producers that they're not going to get any better than stories.
G'day, Tasha.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good. But
can you top Chris Hemsworth with a hammer?
Maybe. Okay. I think he's a bit of a celebrity in Australia.
Yes.
So a few years ago when my son was little, he idolised Dr. Harry. And we were in Sydney seeing my sister and we took him to Taronga Zoo and we said, well, look, you know, here's your chance. You might just see him. You've got to keep your eyes open. And sure enough, there he was in the food court.
Dr. Harry was at the food court at Taronga Zoo.
Where else would he be?
But Tasha, oh.
Dr. Harry Cooper, why is he at the zoo?
No, but also, well, he's probably working.
No, but doesn't he deal with more like veterinary stuff?
Mm. Like, yeah, Tasha, this was like this woman was from Japan and she came to Australia. But where are you from?
We're actually from Queensland in Toowoomba.
Yeah, but then you went to Taronga. Yeah. Carrie.
You're the one that asked for the calls.
But these are not the calls I asked for.
Well, then take it up with the producers. Kira might get
hang
better.
Hang on, Sammy.
It's all we've got.
What about Mick, who went to South Africa? What happened for him?
Oh, he played with some lion cubs.
In a game park.
What a cool story.
It'll be a zoo thing again. Yeah.
It was another zoo call.
Yeah, but have you played with a lion cub?
No.
But that's a pretty cool story.
But he just went.
Try Kira. Kira's might be better.
G'day, Kira.
Hello. Sorry to disappoint, but I didn't actually leave the country.
At least you're honest up front, Kira. I don't mind.
Well, my mum took me to Sydney for the first time for my 13th birthday. And we went to
this. Better not be you saw the Opera House, Kira.
I did see the Opera House, actually. We went to this like Australia Day concert and Justice Crew were playing. And the entire like trip there and before we left, you know, I was like, oh, I really want to see Justice Crew. I hope I get to meet Justice Crew. And then, you know, it was like maybe an hour before the concert, we were just walking, you know, like down over near the Opera House. And I saw Justice Crew. And we went up and we got to meet them and take a photo, but
you got to meet yeah. you saw you Justice Crew where they were playing at the venue.
Yes, but they weren't like doing a meet and greet
Amazing.
Or
imagine if you went to a just imagine if you went to a Justice Crew concert and didn't see Justice Crew.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is, and it's mayhem at Chemist Warehouse with half price off all big brand vitamins and cosmetics. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Still to come. The chance to come to see Pink in Paris with us.
Yes.
However, up next, if you babysit your kids often, your grandkids.
Yeah, I'm still listening.
I think there's a conversation that needs to be had in your family. And I think that this next story is going to pique your interest. There's something you're all missing out on that you should be getting.
Really?
Yes, we're going to discuss it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, driving you home.
Did you ever pay board when you were living at home?
Board? No.
What?
Yeah.
Why did you go, ooh?
Yeah, because I had to pay board.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes. Sucked.
Well, you didn't pay excited. Oh, God.
No, this is, I wasn't excited to pay board.
So what did you have? Because I had to pay board too. What did you have to pay?
$50, I want to say a week.
Yeah, that's what I had to pay.
Yeah.
$50 a week. So you had a job.
Yeah.
I was at uni. You were studying. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my.
Yeah.
You didn't have to, Tommy.
No, I didn't have any money. But I didn't.
What did you do? Not have a job?
No, I was studying, apparently. No, we found out I passed recently. And then I was out.
You found out your what?
I found out I passed. Remember, I found out
your past. And I was
Yeah,
that's good that you've only discovered what happened in your life. But when you were studying, were you not working at all? Casual job?
No.
What happened to Boost Juice?
No, that was before that.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you quit Boost Juice.
Yeah, I tried to do stand-up comedy, and it might surprise you, but for many years that paid me no money.
Yeah, because it's interesting. Because
I would have to pay them in the beers that I got paid.
You used to find it quite upsetting that I had to pay board. None of my friends had to pay board. But my parents were like, you're working now in a casual job. If you're going to stay living at home, you have to pay. Now, the two things that happened was, one, I paid, and then two, I moved out, because I was like, why would I pay to still live with my parents? I could pay to live with my friends.
But you know, right? That's the plan.
I don't know if it was the plan.
That is always
the plan.
Although
they didn't look that sad when I moved out. In fact, my mum saw me off at the airport with quite a big smile on her face.
pushed you onto the plane.
But the internet's gone crazy over two stories today, and I think it's a very interesting conversation about family and what you make family pay for, because some parents have started charging their teen rent while he goes to college in America, and everyone's gone crazy saying you shouldn't have to pay rent if you're studying. If you're still living at home, if you're studying something, it should only be once you have a full-time job. But the problem is most kids still live at home till they're like 30 now. So if you're not going to charge board, that's a lot of time of mama and dad are paying to have you staying at home, right?
Mm.
That's the first story. But the other story has really piqued my interest, because there are grandparents babysitting all over this country for free. Mm-hmm. All the time.
Yeah, they love it.
My mum does it all the time. They absolutely love it.
Yeah.
But what point do you think they are allowed to start charging for that babysitting?
When their joy in life dies. Like, if their soul just shrivels up and disappears and they're no longer excited to see their grandkids, then they can charge.
So how many days a week is that?
And it's the same motivation for parents charging board, because they don't want to do it anymore.
Because this story that's got the internet going crazy is a woman's posted on Reddit that she's had a child and she wants to go back to work because she's got all these bills and can't afford to not work.
Mm.
But she's asked her mum if she'll care for her child full time. So not like a couple of hours a week, full time. And the mother originally, grandmother said no. And then she came back and said, sure, $20 an hour though, and late fees if you pick the kid up late, and you need to provide all the gear, the cots and the cribs and the, you know, the
But what mum's not providing the gear? What mum's handing a kid over and going, hey, I don't own a cot?
No, a lot of grandparents would go buy that stuff for their own house. So that when
I assume
to stay,
the grandma's coming into the house.
No, grandmother said they have to come to my house to be babysat.
Yeah, grandma does not want to see that
But
gear.
I think it is an interesting thing, because at what point can you just use your parents as your full-time babysitting service? Like, some grandparents only finally get their 30-year-old kid out of their house and it's finally time for them to live their life and retire, and then all of a sudden they're back full-time caring for your children, right? Yeah. And some would say, well, you chose to have the kids, you look after them.
Yeah.
Right?
But don't you just
But on the flip side, you do it because you love your grandkids so much, you'd do anything for them.
Well, and your kid.
Yes, you want to make life easier for your kid. But, and if they're having to go back to work, you know.
But then don't you just do it until you say no? Like, as in,
no, because it's very hard to say no, because it's your grandkid.
But saying, I thought it would be harder to say yes, but pay me.
Yes, but I think that if it crosses over from like one day a week to full time, I don't think it's unreasonable.
Well, but then don't you just say, hey, I can only do 2 days a week because grandma's got a knit?
Yeah.
But that's
grandma's got bingo is 3 days a week.
I'm going back full time though. Like, if I have to pay daycare 3 days a week, then I'm not gonna, it's all gonna cancel each other out. What are you doing the other days? Can't you have the kid the other day?
Well, the kid can come to the TAB as well.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a very tricky conversation to have.
I think the circumstances change. I think if you're a single parent, then it's a way different conversation to if your partner's working as well. Because if you're a single mum, I don't know how single mums do it at all. And so if you're a single mum and you want to get back into work, I feel like your parents would be like, we will do whatever we can.
But I think a lot of double income families now these days, just to afford a mortgage, both have to work. I just think it's what, at what point are you automatically as a grandparent required to babysit? At what point you're allowed to say, now's my time to live my life?
Well, I would just move away then. Like if I was a grandparent and they're like, hey, we'd love you to babysit 5 days. I'm like, sweet, but I am going to be in a hotter climate.
But I'm keen to hear from particularly grandparents whether you think it's okay for your kid to just use you as a babysitting service without paying you money. I guess especially if you have to give up your own casual job to be able to look after the kid.
Great.
Or if you're a parent yourself, 13, 10, 60, do you think it's just, you know, grandparents' rights? That's what they're there for. You're a grandparent.
Great.
Come look after the kids. Give us a call, 13, 10, 60.
Gary and Tommy.
13, 10, 60. Should the grandparents get paid?
Yep. Should Nana and Papa charge to babysit the kids? That's what we're asking because the internet's gone crazy because a mum wanted to go back full time. She said to her mum, can you please have my kid? And the mum said no. And then she came back and said, sure, I'll have your kid full time, $20 an hour. Plus late fees if you come late to pick them up and I want all the gear at my house. And I look, I mean, what's the point in going back to work in some ways if you then have to pay full time? That's the problem with childcare. I think sometimes it all cancels each other out. And I would argue that just because you're a grandparent, that doesn't mean that a child's just entitled to go, here's my kid, you must babysit it.
So which one do you think?
I don't know because when I become a grandparent, I'm sure all I'm going to want to do is look after my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got, Mama does have dance classes to do and golf. And
that nut bush is not going to do itself.
Todd, what do you think?
Yeah, hey, Carrie and Tommy. I think it's terrible that that parent has crossed the line from making Nan and Pop into a full-time carer. So, yes, they should be paid accordingly.
Todd, where's the line? So, say it was 2 days a week instead of full-time.
Well, I'm thinking the line is probably in about a month when I go to Paris with some friends to see a concert. that's probably the line, guys. But, $20 an hour is, that's a reasonable ask, I think.
But what, okay, you know, so lots of times, like my mum looked after our kids 1 day a week for a period of time. I think actually it was 2 days a week for a period of time. Like how many days before then you're like, oh, you're using and abusing the grandparents? Like a lot of grandparents do a couple of days a week.
Yeah, I reckon any more than 2 days, Carrie, you're taking the piss.
So, yep, well, I didn't do any more than that.
No.
Occasionally it was a 3 day week, but
I thought you told us.
No, it was just, occasionally kids are sick and, grandma had to do another day.
In the song you told us it was three.
What about you, Sonia?
How are you going?
Good, hey, what's your situation?
All right. Firstly, I moved back to Mum's with my daughter and Mum was actually charging me board. She was charging me $100 a week, which I wasn't happy about. But when I moved out again, all that board I was given, she actually saved it up and gave it back to me in a lump sum.
Did you move back in?
No, I didn't move back in, no.
Oh.
And, so now that I'm a grandma, I work, but I still look after my grandsons. I've got two, one just a couple of weeks old, and I don't charge my daughter nothing because I absolutely love it.
At what point, though, do you think it's reasonable as a grandparent to ask for some form of payment ever?
My personal opinion, I would never ask, but I guess each to their own.
But Sonia, what if it was heaps? What if it was like 5 days a week? Because you said you work as well.
Yeah. My personal opinion, again, I still wouldn't ask my daughter, but it's okay for some to ask, but not like if you're late, extra fees on top or whatnot. That's a bit excessive.
Hey, Sonia, I'm interested just because, I mean, your story about your mum was very sweet. Would you ever do the same thing back? Would you charge for babysitting and then give the money back in a lump sum?
I never thought of that.
It's like forced savings in a way, isn't it?
Actually, I never thought of that, but, I still couldn't. I think because Mum never took off us, so I was just raised not to take off my daughter, I guess.
No, that's beautiful, Sonia.
Thank you, guys.
You'd make Tommy cry.
No, just a bit. No, we're good, son. Don't worry.
And by the way, you guys rock. I swear, every afternoon, me driving home, listen to you guys, I nearly have so many accidents laughing.
That's the ad campaign we're after. Have a crash.
I love it.
Carrie and Tommy good in the afternoon. Sonia. Thanks, thank Sonia. Hey, Carrie.
Hello.
Are you a parent or a grandparent?
I'm a grandparent.
And do you charge?
Absolutely not, but I was charged when I had a small child.
Who by?
My ex-mother-in-law.
Of course. How
so
much?
Her daughter and I were both pregnant at the same time, and she said, oh, my God, so exciting. I'll look after the kids when you go back to work. And then when I went back to work, she went, oh, actually, no, you're not my flesh and blood, so you're going to have to pay me.
But what about the partners, still is. The kiddies?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. She goes, I didn't choose to have a grandchild, so if you need a babysitter, you've got to pay.
But what about her son?
But also, they never choose to have a grandchild. That's such a weird turn of phrase. You don't ever go to your kids, hey, you've got to pump
no,
one
but
out.
I guess the point of what she's saying is, as a parent, you
yeah,
choose,
actually, they do all the time, sorry.
To have a kid, why is it the responsibility of the grandparent to automatically look after your kid? But this is a different situation because was she doing the daughter for free babysitting?
Yes, she was. Yes, it was many years ago. Yes, she was. She used to charge me for 2 days, $50, a carton of cigarettes and a cask of wine.
Which nowadays, that is a fortune.
Carrie and Tommy.
And you know what? I've cracked it. What? I've cracked it. I've decided it's time. We have been saying all show that at some point during our show, we're going to give some lucky listener a chance to get one step closer to heading to Paris to see Pink with us. Well, guess what? Mm. Stay by your phones, everyone. It could be you because we're doing it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Pink's Get the Party Started for your Tuesday afternoon, and you could be seeing that live in Paris.
Join Carrie and Tommy in Paris.
All right.
In a VIP suite.
What else could you want?
To see one of the biggest artists in the world.
Pink, you lucky f***ers.
Pink.
Pink. Y'all ready to have fun? Pink in Paris.
With Carrie and Tommy.
Bonjour, it's Pink. Enchanté, merci.
What about us?
Accommodation and a VIP suite to see Pink in Paris.
Risk Carrie and Tommy. Pink's album, Trustful, is out now.
And she is just a few correct answers away from joining us in Paris to see the biggest star on the planet. Christina joins us again. G'day, Christina.
Hey, Carrie. Hey, Tommy.
When was the last time you were in a VIP suite, Christina?
I've never been in one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, like food, drinks.
Best time.
Debauchery. Sounds,
is that a French
sounds
word?
Sounds like a great time.
Oh,
is
maybe.
Is debauchery a French word?
Maybe.
Okay. Christina, of course, if you get it wrong, we have someone else on the line who gets to go through for doing absolutely nothing at all. That person is Ruby. G'day, Rubes.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Have you ever been to Paris, Ruby?
No, it's a dream.
How much do you love Pink, Rubes?
Oh, my God, I love her. I love her.
Well, you just sit back and wish bad things on Christina.
I will.
And hopefully your mojo works. Christina, we told you the rules yesterday, but just so everyone is on the same boat, you will hear a Pink song in French. After you hear it, we're not going to say anything. The time will start. You have 10 seconds to answer. You have to get the full answer of the song out before the buzzer. Your answer of the song has to be word perfect. We will only play the audio once. And I think, have I missed anything? First answer. We will take your first answer and nothing else. You got it?
Okay. Yep, got it.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Tu dois te relever, essay. Relève-toi, essay.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I blanked.
It was hard.
It was very hard.
It's so simple. Just one word.
One word. Ruby, would you have known what it was?
It's try.
It is try.
It is try.
But you know what, Ruby? You didn't even have to know.
I know.
That it was try. You get through tomorrow. You now are one step closer to our first trip we are giving away for you and a friend to come to Paris and see Pink with us. We're giving a trip away a week. This is going to be an epic party, Ruby. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I'm nervous.
All you've got to do is rinse and repeat same time tomorrow, okay?
Okay, I'll be ready.
Rubes, we will see you then. Hey, Christina, I'm sorry, but the great news is you can enter again.
Okay, beautiful.
So
thank you.
With any luck, the tone really changes.
But what do you expect it to go? Thank you, Tommy. Thank you so much.
I get it. But Christina, hopefully we speak to you again. All the best.
Thank you.
We play again tomorrow. It's all thanks to Specsavers.
Their stores are proudly run by local optometrists, so they put your care first. Book a bulk build eye test today. Specsavers, your care is their business.
Woo.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
So I've only just discovered the Shetty podcast. Have you heard of Jay Shetty?
I'm reading Think Like a Monk.
Well, he has a podcast called On Purpose with Jay Shetty.
Oh.
Yeah.
And did he make it deliberately?
What do you mean?
Like, was it on purpose? Good stuff.
No, it's on purpose.
Sorry, that joke
having
was
purpose.
Shit house. Because his name's Shit. Anyway.
But Kim Kardashian has gone on it. Okay. And she's opened right up. He said that she was so giving, giving in her interview that when the interview podcast stopped recording, they kept the conversation going. And it was so interesting that he said, can we go back in and keep having the conversation back on the podcast? Because her off-air conversation was so fascinating.
Really?
That they kept it going. And she talked about everything. She talked about how she's a hopeless romantic. And even though she's, you know, had her high-profile divorce from Kanye, she's still looking for love. But she said next time she's going to take her time to find the right person. And she said, especially when you have kids, being mindful of people that enter in your life too soon. And I wonder if that's because, remember, old mate got the tat of her kid, didn't she? Didn't he?
No.
Pete Davidson? No, what did he get?
No, it was of her.
Was it of her?
Yeah, I think so.
But I think he met the kids and stuff.
I think he got the kids' names too.
Did he?
Oh. Yes. Too soon, Pete.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Yep. It's all right. We'll meet someone else with kids that have the same names. He'll be
fine.
She
spoke about how hard parenting is. And the internet is some people on the internet.
People are
mocking her for talking about her struggles with parenting. And this is the stuff she was talking about specifically.
And it's a really hard task when you have four kids and they all want to be put to bed at the same time by the same person. And they all want to do it individually and have that experience. And no one wants to wait. And I'm locked in a room with kids banging outside of the door because they want me to put them to bed. And I'm like, I can't cut myself in four pieces.
Got a simple fix. Make them sleep in the same room.
But what kid just wants to be put to bed?
Oh, I know. And also,
when you're a kid, you're like, oh, wait, I got to stay up. Mum's nowhere around.
And at the same time as your younger sibling.
Yeah.
No, but a lot of people are saying you would have help putting them to bed and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, they're her kids and they just want mum. And they all want mum to put them to bed. And
you're saying she hasn't got any help?
No, I'm just saying just because she has trillions of dollars, her kids still want mum to read her a bedtime story.
Yes.
That's a universal feeling.
Yes.
She also talked about the fact that sometimes she cries herself to sleep.
I'd say parenting is the thing that has taught me the most about myself. It has been the most challenging thing. There are nights I cry myself to sleep, like, what just happened, you know, with all the moods and the personalities, and sometimes they're fighting.
Famous kids fight too.
Yep. You heard it here first.
Someone who's also crying is Lewis Capaldi.
Why?
Lewis Capaldi's crying because he's seen a statue that his old school did for him. The teachers and the students got together and they made him gold statue in his honour.
They made it?
Yeah, they made it. It took 6 months to create the statue for him and they were so proud of it. They think it looks just like him and they unveiled it and...
Oh, no.
Here's the statue that they did of Lewis Capaldi.
It's also, you said it's gold. It's not.
Bronze.
It's bronze.
Bronze.
But also the head
Carrie
bronze.
Tommy show if you want to see a statue that doesn't look anything like Lewis Capaldi.
But also they've done like the head in bronze, but then haven't they just put a jacket and a T-shirt on it?
No, I think it's bronze underneath. Because look at his hands are bronze as well.
That's a secondhand statue.
The weirdest facial expression. Anyway, they were so proud of it. I was thinking maybe that's what your old school could do. You know how you can't get on the honour roll or anything?
What, you think
maybe
they're going to spend 6 months making a statue? I'd get my nose done in 6 months.
Look at his eyes there.
Yeah.
And finally, Beyonce. She's just a woman of the people. She was about to go on stage in Edinburgh and her crew were hungry, so she ordered some Nando's. How much do you think she spent ordering chicken burgers, pitters and chicken thighs for her
entourage
crew,
would be
her
huge.
Entourage before she went on stage?
$30. $30, 100 people, $3,000.
$3,363.
Oh, not bad, Tommy John.
Someone knows his Nando's.
Carrie and Tommy.
Ooh, interesting one today, guys.
Because I've taken over back to back for just a little bit.
Why?
Because I've been starting to think we're only days away from my boxing debut.
Debut.
But it's, you know, it's a fight. It's a title fight.
It's a kebab boxing fight.
Yes, it is, but I'm a sponsored fighter now. Shout out to Everlast.
You can't even remember your sponsor because they're not your sponsor. They're Tim Zoo's sponsor, but who you were going to be fighting on Friday.
But I assumed they threw me a little bit of a carrot to see if I'm good. They'll throw that sponsorship money right across to the other side of the ring, which is a square. That's weird. I've never thought about that before.
Oh, why
That's
is
probably
it called
a common
a ring?
Thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, I thought about walkout.
Can you do just
music?
One thing for me? Maybe I'll do it. Just before everyone gets there, I've always wanted to run and like bounce off the ring.
Oh, you need to get into wrestling, not boxing.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You're making a mockery of my combat
I need
sport.
To do a ka-wrestling match.
Yeah, ka-wrestling.
Ka-wrestling.
Oh, kebab wrestling. Oh, you just hug each other. Well, garlic sauce everywhere. So I started to think about walkout music. And Tim Zoo, he's got some great walkout tracks. This was one of his. We all know it's coming. And back, man, hook, hook, hook. Man, uppercut, man.
Duck, duck.
Hide, scared, cried. So that's it. So I thought I've got to bring the heat as well, right?
Is that what he's going to come out to on Friday?
Not sure. Not sure. It's a heavily
good
guarded secret,
isn't it?
So this is my walkout song that I'm pitching to you because I thought I could go funny, but I've decided this is serious. So.
I mean, there's nothing more serious than a kickboxing match.
It's a fight. It's a title fight, I think. Anyway, it's this.
I feel like that should be Tim's music. I'm going to knock you out. Mama says knock you out.
Well, it's not. You just heard Tim's music.
I know, but you're not going to knock anybody out.
No, but my mama said.
I was going to say, what
has your mama
said about this?
Just because
mama
says something to you. I'm your mama jar, and I'm telling you to knock him out. Oh. But you won't. I know that. You know that. We all know that. You know?
Too many bad vibes. Play the tunes.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, Bickmore, Tommy, Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's time
for quiz time.
Ooh, Jesse boy, what newspaper you got today, man?
The Adelaide Advertiser today, guys.
Advertiser, so. Brian Bickmore's only paper that he reads.
That is so true. Yes. Gets all his news from it.
Yes.
Question number one. The Parthenon tourist attraction is located on what site in Athens?
Uh-oh, let's go to our ethnic correspondent, Eli, the web guy.
The Parthenon is where the Acropolis is.
Don't need the extra info. Acropolis then or Acropolis now?
Say the question again. The Parthenon tourist attraction
the joke
is located
in Greece a few seconds later.
On what site in Athens?
The Acropolis?
The Acropolis is a structure. Just say the Acropolis, but I'll come back to it.
Okay.
Question
number. Use your Greek brain.
Use your Greek brain.
Question number two. Diamonds are made of which single chemical element?
Carbon.
Question number three. Which scientist travelled around the world on the second voyage of the HMS Beagle?
The HMS Beagle, I know something about this.
So it'll be an English, it's, HMS is English boats,
yeah,
right?
But the HMS Beagle is that not Captain Cook's boat?
Don't need the extra info.
From even
not
further
even,
in the back of the room.
The studio.
Pretty funny, though.
I think it's Captain Cook's boat.
Okay, great.
Because I think, oh, no.
But he's not a scientist.
No.
Scientist.
I know. I was just giving you extra info because I don't have the answer.
Oh, the guy that came out. What's his name? You know, the one that found the flora and fauna.
Dr. Carl.
No, what's his name?
David Attenborough.
No, it'll come to me.
Do you want us to come back to you, like Web Guy Eli?
This is going to be a long
paper. No, I don't think it's worth it, but I'll see if it comes to me while we continue to
Question number four. What pastry is used to make profiteroles?
Puff?
No.
Because isn't it those little round ones?
No, because they're not flaky. Profiteroles.
Donut pastry.
Yeah.
Well, it's not short crust. No, isn't phyllo? Phyllo's flaky.
Oh, maybe it is puff. Yes, sorry.
Okay, yeah. I'll go with you.
Question number five. If someone is lacrimose, what are they?
Lacrimose. They need
most
milk.
Yeah, they need, they're milky.
Lacrimose.
They're creamy.
Lacrimose.
Lacrimose. No lacrimose doing this, baby.
Lacrimose.
L-A-C-H.
I reckon.
R-Y.
L-A-C-H.
Lacrimose.
They're scared of monsters.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
To the answers. Question number one. It was the Acropolis.
Well done, Eli. We didn't even come back to you.
Question number two, diamonds are made of carbon.
Good job.
The scientist that travelled around the world on the second voyage of HMS Beagle. Oh. It's the only
Charles
scientist.
Charles Darwin.
Yes.
Was it, I reckon I was wrong then about Captain Cook being on it. Yep, I was.
What pastry is used to make profiteroles? It is choux.
Sorry?
Choux pastry.
C-H-O-U-X.
Yes.
Choux.
My mum used to use that.
Oh, yeah. Come on, chewy on my shoe. No.
Question number five. If someone is lacrimose, they are tearful or weepy.
That's what I said, because they're scared. Oh, damn it.
Gary and Tommy.
Guys, that's the end of the podcast for today, but there's one more thing we've got to do.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. You've joined us just at the right time if you've only come now.
Who starts a podcast with 10 seconds to go?
Some people just like scroll through quickly because they want this bit.
Don't do that.
They want this bit because it's the clue for tomorrow morning's code word to come to see Pink with us in Paris.
So the clue for tomorrow's code word is fun mum.
Oh, I think I know.
Do you? Is it written on your sheet?
No.
Oh.
I just know lots of fun mums.
Do ya?
I do.
Oh, then it could be many.
It could be. But tomorrow morning's code word.
Yes.
The clue is fun mum.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. You've enjoyed that Carrie and Tommy podcast. Now, treat yourself to some mayhem at Chemist Warehouse with half price off all big brand vitamins and cosmetics. T's and C's apply. Great savings every day.
Bye.
Bye.